sound very much, a 1 degree temperature rise, and you pointed something interesting out.
Yeah, Jeremy, 1 degree is the global average temperature rise since pre-industrial times. But actually in the Arctic, Greenland, for instance, where Michael was, temperature's gone up probably 4 or 5 degrees.
So that's really dramatic.
It's very dramatic.
Okay, now, is the weather that we're seeing in the UK a sign of climate change?
It's exactly what the scientists and environmentalists have been saying for 30 years would happen as the climate changed, that we would get more extreme weather events. So floods like this, instead of happening once every 100 years or so, are now happening much more often. And remember, the people who are being flooded in the Thames Valley now were flooded in 2007. And that much more frequency of these extreme weather events, which are very difficult to cope
with. But have scientists given it the wrong name, global warming? Because that's not what you describe this as, is it?
No, I think there's been a lot of trouble getting the language right on the part of the scientists. And global warming makes people think, oh, Britain's going to get a bit warmer, that's better. Actually, what matters is the change. And a way to think about what we're experiencing now is this. This is the trailer for climate change, the movie. If you don't like the trailer, you probably won't like the movie very much. This will get worse and worse and worse if we don't do something about reducing our emissions of carbon dioxide.
James emails from Putney, which I think is in South London, and he says, we know this much. This weather is caused by the jet stream being further south than normal. It's done this before, and until somebody can demonstrate how climate change moves the jet stream, I am not going to believe in climate change. I'm old enough to remember the news feeds of dried up rivers being told that's because of climate change. You can't have it both ways.
He's put his finger on exactly the right point.
You're going to say you can.
Yes, because the weather is driven by the difference in temperature between the poles and the equator. And if the pole gets warmer, that temperature gradient falls. It's not as steep as it would otherwise be, and that means the jet stream gets lazier, and that's exactly what we're seeing.
So I see, the jet stream is a blast of hot air that we're blessed with, and it gets late. What does get lazier mean? It moves, yeah. It falls, sags.
Warm air rises at the equator,
yeah,
and it falls towards the pole. The earth spins, and that moves that air as it's falling around. That's the jet stream.
I'm loving the hand signals, okay, but they're not going to help the listeners. No, do it. It's helping me.
It's helping me. Yeah. So if you like, it's falling air, falling from the equator to the pole, spun by the earth, is the jet stream. If you lower that gradient, so it's not as steep as it was, it's slower. And so the jet stream, therefore, loops less, as anything you spin goes fast is straight. Once you let a spinning string go slower, it gets loose. And it's exactly what's happening to the jet stream.
If we look at a map of the world and you draw across from the UK, you find, surprisingly, we hit Canada on the same latitude. That's correct, isn't it? Now, it's freezing in those bits of Canada. It's not here. If we lose the jet stream, it's over, isn't it?
Well, we won't lose the jet stream. It's just that whether it locks us into a weather pattern like the one we've got now, which brings storms across the Atlantic and puts them to the south of us, so they blow up as they've done all along the south coast, or whether if the jet stream is a bit further north, those storms tend to go north of Britain and miss us.
Okay, Bree Watson in Carlisle says, I wasn't sure if global warming existed until this flooding. I'm now convinced it does. Carlisle was flooded in 2005, I remember that, but it only lasted for a day or two. If you look at Somerset, it's a completely different kettle of fish. How can they blame the Environment Agency for this? Nobody could fix it, poor old Lord Smith. Ian Metcalf emails from Perth, was it climate change that caused the 1953 floods? Good point. They were worse, weren't they, Professor?
The 1953 floods,
Norfolk.
Storm surge, it was an extreme weather event. We didn't have any event similar to that until very recently when we had another big storm surge. But it's exactly the kind of event we'll get more of as the climate changes and sea level rises. And remember, because of the 1953 event, we built the Thames Barrier to make sure that London didn't flood. And we're now raising the Thames Barrier far more often than people thought we were going to have to raise it.
David Slack in Boston, Lincolnshire, says nature's in control. Climate, it will always change. There'll always be extremes. If we banned all cars and closed factories for a year, it wouldn't make any difference. Has anyone stopped to consider the effect that wind farms have on the weather? Just think about what happens when you switch on a domestic fan in your home or office.
The climate doesn't change. That's the point. The weather changes all the time, and the weather changes within boundaries that we well understand. Those boundaries are, in effect, our climate. What we're now doing is breaking those boundaries. Therefore, we get weather that's much more extreme than it used to be.
And hence you use the word climate change.
Yes.
Man Holmes in Manchester says the high water level this year is a once in 100 years event. It doesn't prove anything. It's not because of global warming, and the recent weather has not changed my mind.
Well, that's exactly like trying to ask which cigarette gives you lung cancer. You know if you smoke, you're going to get lung cancer. Pinning down the exact cigarette that gave you lung cancer, pretty difficult. Pinning down any one weather extreme to climate change is difficult, but you know if you go on pumping carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, you'll get more of them.
Lowell Mills emails from Biddeford in Devon. I'm thinking, is that north? Is that near the Dawlish situation?
Yes,
it is. I hope the
it's north.
Dawlish is south, yeah. I hope the extreme floods and gales will convince people, especially governments, that climate change is not a future threat, but a present one. Whoever's fault it is, the public is now tired of hearing U-turn after U-turn on promises of a specific kind of winter or summer for years to come. What is simply the case is that extreme weather becomes more common. So we are going to, on this show and other shows for years to come, be reporting on stuff we didn't expect.
I'm afraid that's true, and the real question is whether we're simply going to accept the fact that the climate's getting worse and go on doing what we're doing, or whether we're going to actually do something about it so that our kids and their kids have a chance to live in a world with a stable climate, which is what we've enjoyed, actually not just us, but the whole of previous human history has
enjoyed. But if we could go as green can be, and we still depend on China changing, and India.
Yeah, and it's one of the sort of bits that the is said all the time, it's not true. China in particular is doing an enormous amount. Actually, its economy is far more vulnerable to a changing climate than we are. India the same. They are all trying very hard to move to greener sources of energy. In fact, a lot of the people buying solar panels in Britain are buying solar panels in Britain that were made in China. So the idea that somehow we're being asked to do something and nobody else is doing anything is simply wrong.
That's interesting. How about this though? Alex Dixon in Lochinver, Scotland says, in relation to the UK, we're loving the change in weather patterns here because we are the beneficiaries. We're in the northwest of Scotland. We are wintering very well now. And in 2012, we had the best summer in 30 years when the rest of the UK was awash. So in Lochinver, this is going down very, very well.
Yeah, well, I imagine the people he's got to persuade about that are living in the Somerset levels in the Thames Valley.
Tom, if you put your headphones on, let's put a caller to you. Desmond Wilton in Southampton. Are you feeling this is the eureka moment for you, Desmond, or not?
Well, I just explained to your researcher. In 1947, we had one of the most severe winters in the history of this country, and then the pundits were talking about being back in the Ice Age by the turn of the century. Now, over the years, in their wisdom, successive governments have done away with the drainage authorities. They've allowed the river Parret and the Brew to silt right up and not maintained it. And then the water level builds up. It got nowhere to go, so it floods the ground.
So your contention is this is not climate change, this is just life.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, Tom Burke.
Well, 1947 was the year I was born, so I remember all the accounts of how bad that winter was. But it was one event that took place, and nobody's ever said you're not going to get extreme weather events. The point about them is they don't repeat very often. There's never, as you said, been a winter that cold since. That's the problem. What we're now seeing with weather events, like the floods that we've currently got, is they're repeating much more frequently. And that's the piece that puts the Parrot River under stress. Would it help if the Environment Agency had been allowed to do the things it wanted to do to dredge rivers? Yes, it would have done. But the people to blame for that are the Treasury, not the Environment Agency.
Desmond, does that convince you?
No, it doesn't, because it was under a Labour government. They'd done away with the old Somerset River Authority. And I can remember, I had an uncle work on the River Authority. He was a drag line driver on there.
Yep.
And all the time he was employed on there, he was out dredging the reams, dredging the canals, dredging the rivers, and they used to keep clean, and you never had this problem.
Okay. I've got the logic. Thank you, Desiree, very much. Because they dredged it, they didn't have floods. Tom, because we don't dredge them now, we do have floods. It's nothing to do with your theories. That's the thrust of it. Desmond's uncle would have said the same.
I wish he were right, because if he were right, life would be very easy. All we'd have to do is give the Environment Agency enough money to dredge the rivers, and life would be fine. Except it's not that simple. And the fact of the matter is, one of the things we learned was that if you dredge indiscriminately, you end up speeding up water flow through rivers, and that creates flooding, particularly if you're building on floodplains and concreting over gardens and so on.
Thank you very much, Professor Tom Burke, Chairman of the Environmental Campaign Group E3G, former government advisor on climate change, discussing the floods and asking whether this is the moment when you suddenly thought, yes, it's happening.